It's Current State on WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Many Michigan businesses have voiced concern and disapproval of the federal Affordable Care Act. Twice before on Current State, we've explored the issue with one of the state's key advocates for small business, Rob Fowler, CEO of the Small Business Association of Michigan here in Lansing. Last time on our show, Fowler explained two ways that he feels the ACA is hurting employment in Michigan. And he added that too little has been done to address escalating costs of health care, which he says is another drag on businesses. In the third and final segment of our interview, Rob Fowler first shares some thoughts on the health insurance exchanges that will be unveiled next week.
We talk a lot about exchanges, but there are two exchanges, one for individuals and one for businesses. It's called the shop exchange for businesses. I think there is value most likely to the consumer of the individual exchange. I actually find very little need. It's more of a solution without a problem, the small business exchange. Again, there is competition in the marketplace delivered through independent insurance agents at the table of a business owner. So transparency and competition, we have strong elements of that already. I don't know that it adds great value to that. And it does add cost. 3.5% of premium can be charged to run the exchange. It's going to add costs. From our perspective, it's not going to add a lot of value. And while I'd like to think that the exchanges have some place, the one potential value that it could have had, which is to allow an employer to have multiple vendors, that is, some of their employees could go with one insurance company, other employees could go to another insurance company, and yet another group could go to a third insurance company, and that would all come back to the employer in one bill. That part of it was also delayed. It was the first delay that was announced under the Affordable Care Act. So it's complicated. Our view has been the shop exchange, the small business exchange, probably is going to bring less value to the marketplace than the individual insurance exchange.
How many of your members are actually in the healthcare business or healthcare administration business, let's say? Is it significant to you? Is it noticeable to you?
Well, it's not a distinct voice in our membership. So, you know, that is to say, yes, I think we have a number of members who are in the food chain of healthcare in one
okay.
way or another.
All right.
But the voice we hear is the employer perspective. And so whether you're in the health insurance business or the health care business in one way or another, or you're a manufacturer or service company, the perspective of employer and trying to provide health insurance to your employees affordably isn't distinct from one industry to another.
I'm curious, you alluded earlier to how many of your members already offer their employees health insurance. How many is that? What percentage of your membership offers that now?
Well, so we have nearly 21,000 members. A little over 4,000 of them provide health insurance through our plan. You know, it's interesting. So I said to you earlier, 50 employees or more, if you've got 50 employees or more, 92% or more provide health insurance already. But most companies, if you take all of the companies in the state of Michigan, over 90% of them have less than 50 employees. So the vast majority of companies are below 50 employees.
Okay.
Those are the ones less likely. About 36% of those companies provide health insurance to their employees today. That number used to be above 50, only 15 years ago. So that's the dramatic drop in health insurance in small businesses come from companies with fewer than 50 employees who just simply couldn't afford it anymore. To us, that's been the crisis that's led to our involvement in health insurance all along. It's the cost. It is unsustainable and unaffordable. So our voice in this whole discussion has always been about cost, and it's the issue. It doesn't matter. In some ways, it doesn't matter who's paying for it. If it can't be afforded, it can't be afforded, whether it's the individual, whether it's the employer, or whether it's the federal government. We simply can't afford it if it keeps growing as it is today.
There's a general election next year in the state. We'll be voting for a new governor, a new U.S. senator. Where's your head at on where the state is heading politically?
We do endorse candidates, at least we have historically, for governor, for House and Senate positions in particular. And we do that based upon their voting record for the most part. So if they support small business, we support them and vice versa. For those who don't have a voting record, we do some pretty extensive surveying and all those sort of things. So we'll be doing that. The process will go forward. But it's been kind of interesting looking at where we've been over the last few years. I mean, the reality is some of our most important policy issues have been taken up. We hated the Michigan business tax. We hated its predecessor, the single business tax. From our perspective, we've done something that was illogical, and we've done it for many years. It was to double tax the income of small businesses. We did it routinely. You would basically pay a tax on whatever you brought into your company. You'd pay the corporate tax. And then whatever you was left over, you pay it on again. Some states don't do that. And I mean, if we really want to be an entrepreneurial state, that is nonsensical. That is what got fixed in the Michigan business tax. Corporations pay taxes, business taxes, and small businesses who are pass-through entities, which an LLC, a sole proprietor, those kinds of companies pay taxes on their income but don't pay twice on it. And that to us was a huge policy issue that makes so much sense, and I believe it's one of the things driving this new growth in small business that we're seeing today. We made major changes in unemployment compensation and workers' compensation that got very little attention, but they were pretty dramatic changes. So state government doesn't have a magic bullet, and in many ways we give too much credit and too much blame to our governors and our legislatures. But for the levers they do have, for the things they can make a difference in, we believe they've really made some very positive changes over the last 3 or 4 years that are worth crowing about. And I think they're showing up in the data and they're showing up in the numbers. I'm really pleased at how we compete with other states today. So you ask, how's the direction? We think it's very positive. It's palpable when you get together with a bunch of small businesses today that they are optimistic, showing up in the data that their sales are up, their profits are up, and their employment is looking up as well.
Do you expect to endorse a Republican for the U.S. Senate for Michigan?
Actually, we don't endorse in the U.S. Senate race, nor in congressional races.
Why not?
Well, I think we don't really have a strong national advocacy agenda. Having said that, we work through our national association, but we don't have a list of federal issues that we really get involved in, and we don't lobby our U.S. senators and our congressional delegation much, only as a part of a bigger voice with our national association. So I think we don't feel like we have the credibility, the voting record, if you will. So what we say to a House member or a state senator is, here are the issues that small business cares about, and we will judge you based upon how you vote on the issues that we care about. The way we say it is, we get to decide what's good for small business. We don't have a similar situation on federal policy, and therefore we really don't get involved in the U.S. Senate and U.S. House races.
Rob Fowler of the Small Business Association of Michigan talking about his response to the Federal Affordable Care Act.